Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Good evening, everybody.
Question of the day today comes from Mike. What we got, Mike?
Yes. Thinking, what capes or hoods do you follow, or is your character a fan of, that are related to have mythology based names?
Oh, okay. What mythology based names / hoods do you follow?
Of course, using your own name doesn't count. Both of us are out. Chimera and Salamander.
Yeah, I mean, you've got...
Well, like, I can tell you now who Chris is going to be. Or...
He's not one of the technology guys.
Yes, he is.
Four Horsemen.
Well, now he follows more.
Like I said, I...
Did he before?
Probably not.
So what was it before?
Question. That's
it's not an obvious answer. I mean,
no.
like Vulcan is known for, well, Vulcan's not doing,
was
Vulcan was Firebase. He's not. He's now a different name.
No, he goes by Iceberg, I think.
Yeah, Iceberg. Because
he was ice powers.
Because he wasn't the chosen of Vulcan.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was. Zeus is still around, but he's active when shit's really bad. But he doesn't really...
But the goal was to create some new...
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you pick another like, deific name,
yep,
or, like, another monster, like, Hydra would be, something like...
Yeah, that. I just have other images of Hydra.
Yeah, me too.
Hail Hydra.
Nazis! More Nazis! Ah! Nazis!
That's an Athletico corporate cape.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's taking that one. Oh, that's a good question.
I'm not playing Rico, so that one doesn't work.
There.
Had a Japanese one come to mind, so.
Art's like looking up names in mythology.
You got anything, Natalie?
The Herc.
That doesn't count?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
I want something new.
I chose the Herc.
I.
That yeah. is...
I declined to respond to answer.
That is
I,
my answer.
I declined your answer.
That is my answer.
Hey, Natalie.
Answer.
The Herc. And?
It's a yes and.
Okay. Ready?
Hit me.
Get your little tippity-tap fingers ready. The Herc's arch-nemesis is Medusa. And she has the power of turning people to stone, in quotation marks.
And is she still active, or is she retired? Or is she in jail?
She is in jail, but she often gets out for good behavior, and then Herc is like, God, you're out again, and she goes, yes, I am. But she follows up on news on that.
Okay, no, that's valid. We asked for capes and hoods, but I'll take a cowl. I didn't think he was going to go that way. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, Sal, what you got?
So, I was thinking, and, you know, yeah, that's my question. I didn't have an answer when I thought of it.
Love that.
But, you know, as, you know, going through Hawaiian lore and things like that, looking for something else, I came up with, you know, an idea. We'll go with Madam... What is it? Yeah, Pele.
Pele, goddess
of volcanoes and fire. One of the protectors of Hawaii.
Yep.
And are they active in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
And are they... are
Cape.
Cape?
Maybe some hood-leaning, but mostly Cape. She protects the people. That's why Sal likes, you know, looks up to her.
I put Cape, but technically a hood. Because she does what's right, not what's legal.
Yeah.
They're not always the same thing.
Yeah.
Camaro, do you have your backup answer? I was not kidding.
For?
War, is that? I said, what was it before that?
I'm going to go with Jord, who's a Norse.
J-O-R-D?
J-O-R-D.
Okay.
Goddess of Earth and Growth.
Okay.
Jord. I know who the fuck Jord is. I got it.
Okay.
The statue of her is like her holding kids. She's the mother of Thor, and partner of Odin. One of the partners of Odin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, what's that cape known for? Or cowl or hood?
I'm gonna say probably more hood. And it's you know, she does more protection of, goes after people who are polluting, protecting the earth, making sure.
She's known for protecting the environment and attacking polluters.
Yep.
Captain Planet.
She's our hero. Okay, and does she have any connections to Terra First, then?
She could.
Oh, this is coming up in the other game.
Uh-huh. Giving him fodder, yes.
Yeah. Hey, it's world building. That's mm-hmm. what I wanted to do.
Perfect. I like it, guys. That was great. So, recap from last time.
Two of us almost died. Two of us almost died. Drevara test number 5.
No. Hey, you didn't answer the question.
I got like so many that I've already used is the problem.
I was going to say he created the world. We can give him a break.
Have I used Anubis yet?
I don't think so.
Anubis is a... He is a cape out of Egypt. Shocker. And he essentially acts as judge, jury, and executioner. No, it's Anubis. Yeah, Anubis. Judge, jury, and executioner. Anubis had the scales. No, that's the book.
Anubis was the guide to the underworld, and Ahmet was the one who did the scales.
No, Anubis has scales too. Yeah, he's the guardian of the scales. Yeah. The scales are watched by Anubis, and the results recorded by Thoth. Yeah, I was right. Like fucking A. Yeah, Anubis measured the hearts of the dead in the scales of justice. I was freaking right. Okay. I was like, damn it, I know this. I know this part. I read the Red Pyramid.
Oh, wow, what a reference. I love it. Was that 2 books or 3?
2. 3? I read them all. I don't know.
I liked it. I liked the first one. I thought it was interesting.
And supposedly his powers guide that ability. He is judge, jury, and executioner. He can tell if someone is guilty or not.
So technically he's put.
If he's playing. No, he's government sponsored. Government said he is single-handedly saving us so much money.
We'll just look past the fact that he's murdering people.
They have other truth tellers. So, are you telling the truth that this person is guilty? Yes. Go ahead. And he has to answer. He has to answer to a tribunal. Answers to a tribunal after every kill. There we go. All right. Perfect. It's rolling into, I believe.
Recap. Drawer 5.
Oh yeah, the recap from Drawer 5. There were some puzzles, some riddles, and then at the end they had to fight a bunch of spiders and try not to get ganked.
And Sal burned out one of his powers for a little while.
Yeah, temporarily he can't use his acid hands.
For a week. Right?
Yeah. We don't know if it's
going to be. We don't know how long. Might be forever.
Well, correct.
Well, that's sad.
I mean, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
All right.
So, it is Thanksgiving time.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Next day. So, you guys popped out of the needle. You're standing there in Egypt. Or, sorry, in London. No. It doesn't drop you. I'm going to correct myself from last episode. It doesn't drop you in front of Cleopatra's Needle. It drops you where Cleopatra's Needle used to be in Egypt.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that
wondering.
One.
And now you are standing in the very hot.
We have any communications?
Yeah, your comm link works. It's a fucking cell phone.
Hey, Shinsoku, you need to come pick us up. No, follow the thing.
Now, here's the GPS pin.
Yeah.
How did you get to Egypt?
It's where we were dropped off. I don't know.
It's where it used to be.
Fucking Roy.
Fucking old shit. Okay, yeah, I'll be there. He appears.
Blame the British Museum.
He comes about 2 minutes later. Obviously he needed to finish a conversation or something.
Yeah, that's fine. The other thing, I'm going to look at him and go, I also think I know why it didn't trigger right.
Oh?
We're off by an hour or two from where its location is supposed to be.
Didn't trigger right? What do you mean it didn't trigger right?
Well, you got the message saying that we missed it. So, is it time-based also?
Oh. I might have to convince him to move that back. Because if it causes problems with other inductees, that's going to be a problem. I might just steal it, to be honest. And put it back. Make it invisible.
You heard nothing. Lawyer lady, you heard nothing.
She starts to put fingers in her ears, pretending like she didn't hear it.
He says,
give her a dollar.
He hands you a dollar.
She still has her fingers in her ears.
Pulls her hand away. Here's my retainer.
You are legal counsel.
Okay.
You don't have to, now it's legal for you not to tell people.
Great. Thank you.
That's not technically how that works, but we're going to play with it like that. I talked to a friend about it. He's like, that's not how this works.
I know what friend.
He says, I'm going to talk to the Egyptian government, and when I tell them I'm going to bring it back, they'll say it's theirs. I might just make a phone. You know what?
I should just talk
to Pharaoh and get him to do it.
Can we maybe get out of the desert?
Oh, sure. He snaps his fingers and you all disappear. You end up... actually, you guys...
UAS? We still have an issue to deal with there, but...
Mm-mm. The next thing you were told that you were done for the day for them, he takes you to Riverside City.
Oh.
To a decent... actually, it's a place you don't really recognize. There's a wall that shows an underwater scene. It's like a series of apartments. You look around, and it's empty.
Okay.
Oh, this place is pretty cool.
He says, I used to live here for a while.
Oh, wow.
He says, this is about as safe as you can be right now. And with all the stuff you guys have going on, maybe it's not bad that you're safe for a day or so until Tenzi can get to you.
Okay.
You have full internet access. There's fiber internet here. I keep the fridge stocked. It's magically
reinforced. Are we on a whale?
No. No.
Oh, you're not no, in the turtle.
It's his pod.
It's his pod. Okay.
Yeah. This is at noon tomorrow. The pod will raise up to the surface and let you out at the college. Tunzi's office is here. He sends you a map.
Cool.
Enjoy yourselves. You know, like I said, there's a lot of food here. Yes, there is booze. You are not yet 18. I recommend not drinking it. But honestly, you're perfectly hardy enough. I'm not gonna worry about it. This is what your parents don't know. He kind of gives Sal like a sad smirk. Don't want to hurt him. And he says bye, and he doesn't fly away. He just walks out the wall of water. It is actually the wall of water spell holding it out. So it's actually just there's no glass. It's just water.
Cool.
So you can kind of like strike your fingers through it.
I can go for a swim.
Yeah, you could. pressure wise is bad. In your exosuit, you'll be fine.
Yeah, once it fixes itself.
No, it's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you think long rest probably fixes it. You're hoping. But yeah, you turn it on and you're still missing some of your chest plate. No arms. You're still suns out, guns out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a nice night. There's no food delivery, so you kind of have to cook for yourselves or eat something that's there.
That's not a problem.
There's a bunch of like pre-made Asian dishes. You're not sure why, but like they're ready to be cooked.
I'm not shocked.
Well, his wife.
I know. Yeah.
Was a chef, so she made him stuff in case he was back home, back at his pod, so he could make himself a good meal. I assume like what's his name? Sal eats like three of them by himself, and then makes one for the rest of the other two to split.
Sounds about right.
The night passes without incident. When you wake up, Sal, you feel for your acid hands, and you still feel that burn.
Yeah.
And you pop your armor, and the chest plate's most of the way back, but not all the way. It is not airtight right now.
Gotcha.
When your powers aren't active, your tattoos look jank. They look like some of them look like they're in by toddlers, and you're like, "What the fuck?" You're like, "I actually had to butt my shirt up so to be able to see that garbage right now."
Nah, it's battle scars.
So breakfast is whatever you want. You do have the option to raise the pot up early. There's a warning that Shinsoku will be alerted.
I don't think we need to go.
I don't want to alert. That kind of sounds scary to alert him.
You raise the pot up. Noon comes, and like 11:45, you raise it up, and you follow the AR map, the AR arrows pointing to the science wing, which looks like if a castle and a modern office building had a kid. It's
all right.
It's clean lines, but it's like glass and stone. Like it's very stark, and like the front doors are like big glass, but you walk inside, and it's like walking into a medieval castle. But and then you look down the hallways and you see like the marble floors with all the doors are very modern. It feels like it should clash, and it somehow doesn't. And you walk to the right down the hall towards where it says the Tenzi wing, and at the end there is a what you would assume is like a bunker door, or like a vault door almost. With a touchpad on the right, like a camera pad, like a pad with a camera.
Okay. So,
Chris pushes the button. She did not say it out loud on the audio medium. And you hear beep beep beep, and you hear a woman's voice. You've never met her, but you've heard her voice.
They met her because their first power testing.
She was there. So, yeah, you hear Professor Tenzi's voice, and you say, who is it?
It's your lunch meeting.
Did you bring lunch?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were ordering it, and
Did you bring lunch?
Yeah, we were going to order from a Cajun place.
So you didn't bring it with you, but you brought the plans?
Yes.
Okay.
While we were walking over, we placed the order, so okay. Delivery at the same time.
And walking behind you on a little scooter, a little hover scooter, is a little Mexican guy who hands up. He says, "Your order."
Thank you.
And it's a huge bag.
And yeah, I'm carrying that.
Like, I'm talking like, yeah, not, it's not like five, it's, but it's like 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot. It's like a cube. No, it's like a, it's like made out of a cardboard box full of food. We say, we brought Cajun. She says, I love Cajun food. Come on in. She opens it up, and you see in the middle of the floor, does anyone here read Chinese? Ancient Chinese?
No.
Ancient Chinese?
I have Chinese.
You have comprehend languages, Art?
Oh, yeah.
It says eternity. In a big old black and white symbol on the floor.
I do have Chinese.
You would get... It hasn't changed very much. You figure it means forever or eternity, something like that. And she leads you guys over to a set of couches, and you see... Travis is an android body, which looks eerily like him.
And he's got a little digital display for his face.
Yes. Like, they didn't want to go uncanny valley, so they made it very obvious that there is an android. He's working on some kind of project, and he says, I don't eat. I'll come over once you guys are done, bastards. So you guys sit and eat with Tenzi. Do you have any questions for her? She's willing to eat, talk, and eat. She's pretty... If she needs to devour it, she will. But she's enjoying the Cajun food.
Well, it depends. Was she read in on what's going on with...
fill her in on...
Yeah, she wants to...
should have filled her in.
Yeah, Travis filled her in.
We'll give her all the bits of information that you discovered after we talked to Travis.
And the... I'm assuming the crystal vial of blood...
Oh, that's super helpful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Travis, scan this. Travis walks over. He says, "Hi, guys." Salamander. And then he takes the vial and walks over to a mass spec, specialized, like a newfangled mass spectrometer. You know that mass spectrometers are, you know, in our world, like mass spectrometers are huge. They're, you know. They're 10 foot, like 5 foot by, like 5 foot by 3 foot. Like they're a big machine. You know, mass spectrometers in this world have all been revolutionized by Alchemistress. They are now like desktop models, like no bigger than a printer. And this one has a bunch of like vials and it has a bunch of like extra shit attached to it, labeled magic shit. And he runs it through. He says, it says it'll take an hour. She says, really? That's unusual. Usually it's done like just a minute or two. All right, well...
It's weird.
Okay, and once we know what's going on... Or no, it says 45 minutes. That's unusual. It shouldn't take more than like a couple minutes. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, powers are weird. So, you said fusion powers. What do you mean by that?
She's radioactive?
She's not. That's the thing.
She produces a very, very, very large amount of heat. Like, more than I'm used to handling. However, my armor seems to have contained it for now.
That's good to know.
With some help from Montero.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good kid. He's doing good things. Doing good things with his magitech.
Yeah.
No talent for magitech, but he's an artificer of the highest order.
So
I was able to help him perfect something that became useful for us on. Well, with this situation.
So yeah, that's about the lay of the land.
So she takes a look at the you guys kind of chat for a while. She'll answer questions if you have them for her. She's very knowledgeable of the world, as dangerous as it is. Do you have any questions for her? No, hearing nothing.
I mean, I'll talk tech if they let me, but otherwise it's more just.
Okay, this is more of like an opportunity. If you had a question that she might have the answer to, she could give it to you.
I mean, could I roll something to see if I remember if we had more money to ask her something?
It wouldn't be. It would be something that you would have to think to do.
Yeah.
Specifically, you be relevant to it.
Yeah. Is it about money?
No.
suppose I'd want to ask about
how stable is your genome?
That's a fair one, yeah. What she knows about, you know, my dad's work and if that's of any interest to her, what I know of it.
She says, yeah, I mean, any kind of power research is useful. Cloning of powers is difficult. It is possible, because, I mean, it's basically just code, you know, genetic code that's spliced.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some kind of power, magical element to it. Chi, magic, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
I can check. If you'd like, I can check your. I can check and see how stable your genetic code is.
Well, I think yesterday I may have destabilized some of it, but you know.
I mean, you can give me if you have previous scans. I can test that for you.
Okay.
You do.
I think it's at the school, but
okay.
The school, but
she texts me, Soko, I need this data. She gets a text message back with a packet attached.
Yeah.
They check it. Would you like the good news first or the bad news?
Whichever. I have no preference.
Good news is your genome is actually just is it, and there's no negative change. Bad All news, right. Your genome was never stable. In fact, there's a reason why your power is able to adapt. It shouldn't have been able to do that.
Hmm.
That should have killed you.
All right.
She says, I think that change you whatever change you made is permanent.
Okay.
And you excessive use of it isn't good for you.
Understandable.
You may want to, we can look into something to stabilize you, but right now you have about 80 or so years to live. If you over channel like that again,
it might.
It'd be less.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, for a human, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But with the genome, if you're stabilized, it could be like 500 years. It you're powerful enough, especially with the new fusion abilities, with the fusion essentially running your powering your core.
Hmm.
So you may want to look. We might want to find a way to stabilize you sooner rather than later. Might be something for you to do some research on. I'll have Travis take a look at it when he's got time, too. And you hear, boo! He says, shut up! You're helping people. It's your job, research assistant. Yes, prof.
I don't know why he's so mad at me. I'm not the one that replaced him. That was Loa.
He says, yes, but you replaced my replacement, which is even worse. I could have come back.
Ah, you'll get your chance, Robo Hero.
Listen here, you Roomba.
Roll concept.
Oh no! That's right. I called you. Oh, that's cocked. That's very, very cocked. 19
8
plus 4.
A tiny little, like, puff.
I start getting a little bit of a headache.
No, a tiny puff of gas comes by your head, and the worst stink you've ever experienced hits you and you don't puke. He says, I knew you'd call me a Roomba!
Hey! If the shoe fits.
He hits the button again.
If the robotic.
Gas puff.
If the robotic tendril fits.
Any other questions for her or things you want to know? I guess you would think that she would think it even if you wouldn't. You could ask her to do a genetic test on you to try and trace maybe your real parentage. Of anybody you trust to keep that tight, it'd be her. But that's if she actually wants to know or not. And that would be for her to make a decision about. She wouldn't be able to tell you who your parents are. She could tell you if they're in her system or not, though.
What do you mean system?
She's got a system. Well, she's been collecting.
Oh, her system.
She's been collecting power samples for a decade almost. Well, officially 5 years. She's been collecting powers for a while.
I mean, if she makes like an offhand comment of being able to trace lineage.
Yeah, she mentions that. When he talks about how, you know, he doesn't know where. You have no idea who your mother even was, right, Sal?
Correct.
I'll ask her about that then. and say, like, well, if you're able to trace lineage, would you be able to trace mine?
Yeah, of course. I can give you, if nothing else, I can give you ethnicity as well as, you know, basic power knowledge, assuming...
I would like to know power knowledge.
She says, ethnicity, it looks like one Asian, one Caucasian. Powers, this one appears to be speed-based, maybe? And the other one, she looks at it, she's like, spirit-based, maybe? Spiritual spirits, maybe? I couldn't tell you which one's which. They're not entwined, but that would be enough to get, if you're going to start looking, assuming they're still together, it'd be an easy thing to look to find. If they're not, or if they're public, if they're even active, we don't know. We wouldn't be able to tell. I'm sorry.
I only wanted to know really their powers, just because mine. I don't know. I was a late bloomer, as it were.
Well, I mean, you're speaking to animals, might be tied to that spirit or spiritual person. Speed, I mean, you do illusions, right? But it's not through willpower. It's, right? It's almost like you're tricking the universe.
Yeah.
Could be dumb. I don't know. She says, I don't know. But,
I don't know. Is that normal? Like, to not develop.
She says, I guess it's speed / light, maybe. So maybe there's some light control there that's letting you do it. But is there anything else? She says, I mean, we're waiting for the big scanner to finish.
All right.
I'm
good.
Do you want to? Are any of you planning on signing up for the FSA when you get out of school? I think it's encouraged but not required.
Probably.
That is most likely where.
If you want, I can walk you guys through the basics of that. I can do the basic power testing for it, or the genetic power testing that's required now.
Sure.
So you have that done. I might as well do it while I'm here. She's like, I'm just.
Yeah. Idle hands. I get you.
I don't do well like that. I hate waiting. And she just takes a quick sample from each of you and files it with the FSA so she can essentially say she did it. So when they say, well, you'll need to get that done for your assessment, you can say it's already done and Tenzi already filed it. Gen Z file their powers with the FSA. Okay. Also means if someone ever uses your powers without your, like, for some reason, like, someone were to clone your powers and you didn't know it, they would have proof that, hey, this is, you know, degraded. You know? It's a kind of a CYA maneuver for capes. You hear a ding, and Travis walks over and says, well, shit. How are they still alive? Walks over and hands it flips an AR window to the professor, who then copies it and sends it to you guys. And it says, estimated time to live, 6 months.
Okay.
Without some kind of stabilizing agent. And she says, your exoskeleton seems to be doing something, but it stops from hurting people, but it doesn't make her any safer. She racks her brain, and then she starts going through, like, the recorded powers she has. And she sighs. She says, I have two options. We could just take it, and she would live. But it would make her mundane. She would be powerless the rest of her life. It burned out the receptors. It would burn out the receptors to do it.
Okay, so taking this power, she wouldn't be able to have another one?
Correct. It would burn out that part of her genome.
Even if it was, say, one of the two that we have back at school?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just, you know, no, it might affect different parts of the genome is why I'm...
Basically, she's saying it's such a big power.
Yeah.
It's encompassing her entire genome. It would need something that would wrap around it to sustain, to suppress it. But to take it out would just rip out the entire power center of the brain.
Okay.
She says, or... If we can find a pure enough Earth strain, it would be enough to sustain her, or pure enough fire would give her body the amorphous, essentially we need to find an elemental embodied ability to give her. Any element would do. Water probably not, but any of the others would be fine. I have some basic water, basic elemental abilities, but nothing that pure. We'll need to find a donor. Not to give their whole power, but for me to scan, me to clone it.
I thought cloning powers was difficult, if not impossible, unheard of.
Yeah, for most people.
Uh-huh.
I got the good toys, considering I make them myself. Hmm. Well, with Travis's help, yeah, I might help. He walks over and he just kind of stands behind Professor Tenzi with his robotic arms crossed.
I was more saying that as, like, you know, as Sal is aware that his powers were also
cloned.
Yeah,
you are the only you're the only other known clone power. That's yeah. Oh, so, correction. Besides
the brothers, his brothers.
Besides your brothers and Salvo.
Yeah,
you're the only other known. You're the only one to have known to grow. You two are the only two to know to grow to adulthood. So you're the fact that your genome is as stable as it is wild. Skin of Goldilocks. Powers finished. Yeah, so it's, like I said, 6 month.
She's got a 6 month timeline. We need to find somebody with a raw elemental power that is powerful enough.
When I say embodied, I mean like they are made of the element. Or something that pure. Like, granite is literally made of stone at this point. Or pyro was made of fire. Or, she thinks she makes a... I can't think of a wind-based one, but something like... Yeah. Fujin was made of wind.
If we had gotten to know the African team better.
Yes. Absolutely.
Water probably wouldn't work. But ice might.
Oh, I hate ice.
Someone made of ice?
Somebody who can turn themselves into an ice giant?
Mm-mm.
No, a giant ice elemental, sorry.
Potentially, she says it's not.
This is Mike thinking
it's,
out of character.
It's not pure.
Art caught on.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about. Talking about aunt. Auntie.
Grandma.
Great aunt. Oh, wait.
Shinsoku's grandma.
Yeah. She turns into a giant and giant ice helmet.
So we run this by Shinsoku, and I mean. Obviously, you know, we're going to fill him in on all the information, and he can bring that out if she'd be willing, but...
You could just call him, too. Like, just throw up an AR call.
Yeah, some of this information may not be, you know...
It's not player known.
Got it.
This would be like, we're spitballing ideas, we need this, and he can have the aha moment.
So she looks at you guys and says, "Can you think of anybody with a power with a powerful enough elemental embodied?" I have friends who do, but it's
I had a thought. She may not be willing to share, but
who?
Tara.
She's not embodied. She is the Earth.
Is that not what embodied means?
No. That's not actually her form. That's a spirit. Given she's literally a pile of rocks.
Okay.
She is the entire world. That's just how she interacts with it because it makes it easy. Trust, you don't want to try and mix that. That's God. That's literal God juice. We don't fucks with that shit.
Okay.
She's more eloquent about it than I am, but that like that's no. Mm-mm. Hard nope.
Well. What about
now? What would about that stabilize her? Absolutely.
What about RSC local pyroclasm?
Not pure enough.
Well, what about Diamondback?
Diamondback could work. Actually, the diamond would probably be... It might even help her focus the power. I'm gonna see if he's available. Hold on. She like, text him. Diamondback. I need you... Are you near RSC, and can I have you picked up? Thanks. About... She says, let's think for a minute, and we'll come back to that. You guys kind of talk about other people. Pele comes up.
Yeah.
She's a very powerful... Krakatoa is her rival.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's hilarious. I had to write that down. Hold on. Rival is Krakatoa. Because he keeps fucking with her power with her volcanoes in Hawaii.
This is my land. Fuck off.
That's hilarious. I didn't even thought I fucking dovetailed into that. And then I got a text message back from Diamondback. I have court in 2 hours, but I am currently free. What do you need? And she calls him. She says, so we got this girl who's going to die in 6 months if she doesn't get a sample of your powers.
What?
Can I borrow? And he goes, she's a what now? Tenzi, be less direct. Give me the context. Okay, there's a girl. She's a living fusion bomb. If I can splice some of your diamond power, your diamond manifestation powers, onto her power center, there's a very decent chance she doesn't go nuclear and kill everybody. Well, when you say it like that, I feel like a dick saying no.
Way to lay it on thick.
And she looks at you. She mutes the call, and this is why I called him. She says, "I'll mute. So if I have someone pick you up and drop you off in like the next hour, is that okay?" Yeah. Am I gonna be tired after this? No. Unmutes probably. Unclicks. Where are you? He says. Chicago courthouse, just on the block at a coffee shop. Got it. I'll send the nerd. He hangs up.
Shinsoku.
Ring. Shinsoku, I need to go pick Diamond back up. You know, I don't have unlimited teleports. I don't care. Just pick him up. Chicago, this coffee shop. I need Diamond back. He knows you're coming. Wait. Are you the nerd? Damn it, Tenzi. Yeah, I know. Pick him up. Bring him here. You hear a ka-thump, and then you see him sit there and sprawl out the panoramic windows and sprawl out on the lawn because he forgot and tried to teleport into her office, which doesn't work. And he goes, fucking, he gets up, glares at her through the window, walks around down the hall, walks around. Who is it? Fucking open the door. He looks at her and he says, if I didn't need to take Diamondback back, I'd be leaving. He goes over and talks to Travis and he's like, fucking bunch of bullshit, right? Yeah, I agree. And they commiserate together. Diamondback is like, I don't really enjoy getting my entire body slammed into the wall. Not pleasant. Hi, Salamander, it's nice to meet you. Congratulations on your performance in the Clash. To all of you, but it's nice to meet you, Sal. Yeah. I've heard good things. Mostly.
I appreciate that. Mostly.
I think.
Don't worry about it. I've heard it was a misunderstanding. This is where Mike goes, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So... There's, you know, she says, oh yeah, by the way, she's like, I need to sample, you know, your power. He's like, does it hurt? Yes. Well, I don't think she didn't lie to me. She says, come lay over on this thing, and she has him lay on this bed that just, or like, operating table that rises out of the floor. She lays him down. She flips him down, so he's like looking, he's in a, like a very well done suit. No diamond. Just man-shaped. And she pulls out the biggest syringe gun you've ever seen. This bitch has to be at least a foot and a half long. It's got a big ass, like,
handle. I'm just taking
the needle. The needle's a 6 inches long, and it's and she goes like this, shh, and she makes it a little cold. And he goes, "Holy shit!" And then he's like paralyzed. And she goes, "Yep, this is good." And she draws back probably 3 inches, and it pulls out a tube of this glowing teal liquid.
What the fuck?
She's she pulls it back and releases. She's like, "All right, you're good." And he flips over. He's like, "What the fuck did you do to me? Why? I did nothing to you. Why you do this to me?"
Yeah.
I forget. Like, he's okay. And she touches his shoulder, and for about maybe 2 seconds, his whole body glows with a silver light. And he shakes his head. He's like, "Fucking hate when that happens. Fuck it." Ever heard of crystalline clarity? I lack it when my powers are drained. Did I help a girl? A young girl?
Yes.
And she says, "Yeah, I think you did." I guess it's worth it. All right. He says, "Don't do that again. God damn it. Keep it on file. That's fine. Just don't fuck, never again. I always forget you do this." That is the second time she's done that to him. The first time they used it. They used it up in testing. So, she manages it. She uses like a tenth of it to test it with her genome. And this is when we do the luck check. Does it work? What's a good number in D12, team?
I think we should each pick a number.
If you do that, you don't get either side. You just get that number. Or you'll get two on either side.
No, I think we should each pick a number because it's still three.
Two on either side. So if you pick seven, you get
seven. Five and nine.
Oh, okay.
Or you can each pick... No, yeah, each pick a number or one number and two to either side.
Go with that. Better odds.
Math is better, yes.
Yeah.
What's your number? Oh, ye of the limited inspirations?
Okay.
I said five.
I said four. Holy shit.
And you almost always say seven, right?
Yeah.
So if you do five, you get 3 through 7.
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Four.
Natalie called it. It's a 97% match.
97%.
You needed a 60 to keep her alive.
Thank God.
She says, it's not perfect, but I've only had 3 perfect matches, so, yeah, we did really, really well. She says, I can have a power booster ready for her in probably a week, and I can have it delivered wherever I need it to.
Okay.
AKA, she's okay.
No, she's just gonna, she happens to have a husband, a husband who can teleport.
Right.
So she just, Shinsoku happened to be, was not busy, and she can just go wherever. Date night, drop off a vial, you know? Let me just document that. Called Diamondback, got him in the room and drained some of his powers before regenerating them. They're a 97% match to Goldilocks. She says, with that similar of a genome, there may be a genetic link. Or somewhere in their past. She probably should have had something similar to that as a backup and just didn't get it.
Okay.
AKA, she had one power set, not two.
Right.
And for some reason, the second never activated.
Or it's possible it was removed.
Or burnt out.
Or it burned itself out when the fusion triggered. That's much more likely.
Well, her powers did activate early, so...
Exactly, because they burned in so early, and then if they burn, if it happened when she, if when her other ones kicked in at 15, they were nascent, and then they just got killed. Yeah, the compatibility is 97%, not match. Compatibility. Okay. Can have the booster ready in a week. Okay, so you guys have that. She can synthesize that. It'll take, like I said, it's gonna take a minimum of a week to get that done, to get it done right. But in the meantime, you guys have Thanksgiving and you can deal with that. So I think, unless you guys have something else you want to do with Tenzi, we're gonna flash to Thanksgiving. No one objects.
To Thanksgiving.
Flash forward to Thanksgiving. Let me just do a quick Google. November 28th. So a little bit more than a week. So, Sal, you do feel your powers kick back in, but they're changed.
Okay.
What we talked about.
Yep.
They now, instead of having the ability to do fire and acid, they are now acid or radiant.
Right.
And you can change that elemental depth if you want.
Okay.
Wow, I should roll me more d6s for damage. These things are lethal as shit.
Maybe 23.
Not. 27 on 66. Seems pretty decent. Lodi was a 3, and it was 1. Really good roll. So, where do you go for Thanksgiving? I'm assuming it's not Hawaii.
No.
You could go if you want.
If you guys want, but I don't really have a place to stay unless you want lake staying on.
No, well, we've already set up Thanksgiving at...
Well, actually, because I decided this would be more fun... They decided to surprise you guys, but they're taking everybody to Hawaii.
I have.
He has plans in LA.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So here's
you go there first.
Here's what we'll do.
That's fine. Well, if we're going to their houses, then we're all going
to Hawaii.
That's fine.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to LA. We're doing his thing. Then we're going to our house.
San Francisco.
Then San Francisco to, and then the surprise of Hawaii, and then we fly to Hawaii. And go.
Correct.
San Francisco.
That's where we...
San Diego?
San Diego.
Where the hell am I at?
I don't know, because it's right next to it. You're right.
Well, San Diego, and then on the way to the airport, which is LAX.
Yes. You drop it off.
They'll drop it off.
And that is... And you're dropping off...
I am dropping off a data crystal.
For war?
For war.
It's a 2-hour flight, so...
To?
From L.A. to San Diego.
No.
It's 120 miles.
It's a 2-hour drive.
Yes, 120 miles. That's 60 miles an hour. I carry them.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly.
You guys want to play I Spy?
Oh god, what? Yeah, I spy something green. Is it grass?
No.
No.
Is it a tree?
Is it a tree? Yeah. I spy with my little eye something
is it
blue.
Seaweed?
And my I spy something blue. Is it the sky? No. What the fuck
water?
Is it? She's like looking around. What the fuck do you see then?
The ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Chris drops off the data crystal in LA for war.
I spy something brown. Go is it the tree trunk? Yeah.
Go to San Diego. The Herc and Nine. Surprise everyone by taking them to Hawaii. And they called in a few favors to get a teleportation pod instead of having to go to, instead of having to go on a plane. They don't have money for it, but they have favors.
There it is.
Legal favors. You guys are, it's Thanksgiving in Hawaii, and you're from the Big Island, right?
Yeah.
It is on the Big Island. And the hotel is like 6 blocks from your old house.
I don't like this.
Does some morbid curiosity want to go check on your brothers?
There's one that I want to check on. The other one I really don't want to see.
I need to go check my notes on your brother. I need to check my notes on your brothers.
One is a cowl.
Not in this note. Where the fuck is it?
That's the one I don't want to see.
I just now imagine we're still playing I Spy. I Spy. And then you just yell at us, go, stop playing I Spy! This is stupid! I Spy something tan. Is it sand? Yeah.
I hated I Spy as a kid. I really did.
But man, oh man, does it make me giggle when I'm watching the show and they are playing I Spy and it's literally just that I Spy something green. Is it grass? Yeah. Alright, your turn.
I Spy something gray. Was it a squirrel? Damn it, yeah. Stop picking squirrels!
Yeah.
Alex? You're the only one that can see them. Alex was the better one. The
okay,
one.
A little one.
Yeah.
Okay, with the...
Oh, yeah. Alex... Okay. Block my
what?
Eyes.
Why is it not? Oh. Okay. It's in a different document.
Yep.
I'm like, I know I have a document for this shit. Where the fuck is it?
Yep.
Like, I wrote up a second document. Except I don't know. What's your bro? Can I get your brothers, the cowl brother and the non-cowl brother?
Harris was the cowl. Alex was the non.
Cowl and kid.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And we definitely don't want to run into what was it? Thunderhawk? Yeah.
That's yeah.
His armor kind of similar to mine.
Well, a lot meaner.
Yeah. Not quite as tall. Still like 6'10", but
okay. There we go. I just needed that for my own thing. So you guys are at the hotel. You have a whole, not the whole floor because it's a massive hotel, but you have a massive suite that's like 8 bedrooms, which I guess you guys really
There's
need.
Only.
Well, you guys are 3.
1, 2, 3.
Bridget's 4.
4.
Dad's
5. And then Minnie
is 6.
Minnie would be with them.
Minnie is 6. Yeah. Minnie
would
get her own.
6. Minnie 6. And the wet nurse.
And Minnie and the wet nurse are in 1.
Can we change it to from wet nurse to just nanny? Because it sounds weird.
Currently, she's still a wet nurse, though.
I know, though. So the wet nurse.
That's literally what she is.
I know.
And her name's Annie. Annie?
Yeah.
You know Annie, right?
Did you see something?
So, like I said, you have the whole floor, you have this whole huge suite, 8 bedrooms. There's even 2 bedrooms that aren't getting used because the next small suite had only had 4 bedrooms, and then they just ended up having a, you know, they wanted everyone in 1 big space. There's a huge eating area, and they even got you guys set up for a barbecue for at one of the smaller luau spots because they asked Sal behind everyone else's back. Once they're already there to try and make a reservation. No. They asked for what your favorite luau spots were like 4 months ago. And now they're using them against you. Not against you, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When I first got to talking with them.
Yes. They asked all kinds of questions.
All those
you're
months
like,
ago, I was like, I don't. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. And now you know,
if
oh,
you're
shit.
Ever there, I mean, I used to work with this one.
Exactly. So he says, yeah, and Thanksgiving dinner is going to be at one of the luau's. We've heard it's phenomenal. and it's still
he's just sitting there, just sitting there with the look, stone look on his face, just like, I shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't have said anything.
Out of respect to you, we didn't pick the one you used to work at. We picked one of the nicer ones you recommended, so you don't have to see your old employee, your old coworkers if you don't want to.
I left on good terms, but okay.
We do have reservations at both, so we could pick which one we want. Which one has better food, or which one has a better show? With you obviously not in it.
I mean, I don't know who they currently got. I can ask, but place a couple of phone calls, see if, who's still on staff. And
yeah, so you look, and your rival is like running the show now at your old place. He's good, but he's a little too cavalier. Mm-hmm. He's almost hurt some people with he actually does the fire belch as well.
Yeah.
And he's almost fried some people and gotten in trouble for it. But he does a really good show. But the other place is the old tried and true. It's been around for same guy for 15 years. He's got his shit in order, but it's the same show every night.
Yeah. Which, to new people...
Exactly. You may be bored, but you can appreciate the technical expertise.
Yeah.
So you actually might be fine going there.
I would recommend that one.
All right. Cool.
Because they're new. They don't get to see. They didn't look behind the curtain.
It's not Germaine's, but Germaine's is like the one everyone knows.
Yeah.
A smaller, more intimate. Luau. Luau. Yeah. The show is well, let's see how it does. That's cocked. And a nat 20. The old man pulls out some shit you did not know about. And really does a phenomenal job. Like, that's a 32.
Yeah.
Like, damn, Jackie. In the middle, he starts singing. And you're like, I didn't know he could sing. Apparently, dude found a new talent. Absolutely blew you away. He sees you in, and he says, "Do you want to join us? And did you bring your sticks?"
I didn't bring my sticks. I'll join you if you'd like me to.
He offers you. This is after the big performance at the end. This is like an encore kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would you like to perform? That's his ask. Sure. He's giving you an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll. All right. Roll, and you can roll with advantage because that's the kind of guy he is. He is hyping you up and trying to make you better.
All right. Let's grab you and you. The higher die is a 14.
Correction. Make it a woman. It's a woman doing this, not a man. Just
okay. Not nearly as good as she is, but rolled a higher die was a 14 plus 11 for 25.
It's really good. No one here know. Only someone who really knew what they were doing would know it wasn't as good as what she did.
Yeah.
And you catch a glimpse of. Roll perception for me.
11. 6 plus 5.
You don't see anything? Okay. So you perform with her, and it's phenomenal. And then you realize that you think she's producing the flame on her staff. It's not... That's why she can keep it so perfect.
Yeah.
And you realize you've done the same thing.
I do that with my glaive.
Yes.
It's... familiar.
And game recognizes game, and she just grins.
Yeah.
And she finishes up, and she says, enjoy your food. When you're done, come meet me over here, okay?
Okay.
I'd love to talk shop for a few minutes. And she goes over, and she goes back, behind the curtain. And she tells him to let you in when you come by.
Yeah.
And you have a really nice dinner. The roast pig is phenomenal. It's everything you want, at a Hawaiian Thanksgiving, which I've learned is a thing to do. I actually really want to do that myself, by the way. I think that'd be really cool, because people go for Christmas and stuff like that, but Thanksgiving would be really neat. That's just me.
We both hate the sun and the heat.
But Thanksgiving would be
there. You want to go to Hawaii?
Actually, Hawaii is pleasant.
It's temperate. Yeah, oh. It's only like 75 or 80 degrees. Yeah, it's
all the time.
All year. It's perfect temperature.
Okay.
Like, I hate the heat.
Right.
Still. Yeah, it doesn't get above, because it's there are islands out in the middle of an ocean, and the ocean is cold.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that the hottest day they have is like in 85, and they're like, it's a scorcher out there, and we're like, bitch, they ain't nothing. There's a reason they don't have AC in most of their places, because they don't need it. Open the windows. Except for the mold, you know. That's a whole other thing. So, dinner's phenomenal. The food, the show was great. The after show was great. It's all really good. And, Sal, you feel something tapping you in the back.
No, I'll turn around.
Alex is standing there.
Oh. As at, what, like 6 foot, right?
I think he's only like 13, right?
Yeah.
So, he's like maybe 5'10", 5'8", 5'10". Yeah. He's still growing, you can tell.
Yeah.
He's going to be a man mountain just like you.
Yeah.
Or like your brother, at least.
Yeah.
And you look over, and he has a black eye, and he's at an arm in a sling.
All right, Alex, don't take this the wrong way. What happened, and who do I have to hurt?
I was just happy you're back in town.
Aww. Well... What happened?
I don't really want to talk about it. I just kind of wanted to see you. I somehow felt you come into town and had to find you.
Huh. Well, I'm with some classmates. They wanted to come out here for Thanksgiving, and I thought this would be the best place for the show.
Yeah, with you going, the other place has kind of gone downhill.
I heard. They got that asshole running the show now.
Yeah, not great.
No.
A broken arm and a black eye. He looks at you and he's like, "So how long are you in town for? And do you have somewhere I could sleep? As I am currently not living at home."
I will look over to...
And they've already given you the thumbs up.
Yeah, we got a place for you. We'll be here for... What is it?
No, like three or four days. Like, this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You go back Monday morning, so,
yeah, so
four nights.
We're here for the long weekend.
Yeah. And he says, awesome. Really cool. And he says, hi, I'm Alex, guys. This is my older brother. Hi. And he's
this is my little brother, Alex.
He does not have powers yet, I don't believe. One, he has one.
What's he has the armor.
Just the armor.
Because the armor is...
genetically implanted.
Yeah. The armor isn't ours.
It's Dad's.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was really tempted at one point to have it burn out. But it was so much to the character, I felt wrong doing it. And give it, just find out what your real power would have been. Like, that would be like, if we wanted to do kind of like we did with Brute Force and the others. Like, what would you have had?
Yeah.
I thought it would be neat. And he kind of comes over... and he just glomps on you. He's very, like, he was not a touchy-feely guy. Yeah. He's really close to you. He's obviously trying to feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And this is where protector mode.
Uh-huh. Kinda,
nope.
Yeah, so you guys go out for ice cream afterward, and
I was going to say, we do introduce ourselves to
private
him.
Talk.
Oh, yeah. So your brother stays with Nighthawk and Herc. They basically adopt the kid as you watch. He's safe as houses. You see Nighthawk go into defender mode. Little black fins, a little black armor appears on the outside of his arms.
Yeah.
Obviously, he sees a kid, a teenager who's been hurt, and that doesn't fly with him.
Yeah.
And you go back, and the primary dancer, who's obviously Native Hawaiian, big 6 foot tall woman, muscles ripped, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like. Number one stunner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She kind of just wants to talk to you about, like, have you been practicing? I heard you left the other place. Where have you been? Some of the crew have been worried about you. Your dad came looking for you a couple times.
I would rather he not know where I am.
We didn't tell him anything.
I appreciate that.
I believe my exact phrase was, he swam in the fucking ocean, you pig. Yeah. A fan. And she says, what have you been doing? And you feel this sense of, it sounds stupid, but like Ohana, like that feeling of family with her, like a kindred spirits.
Yeah.
And you feel the urge to tell her the truth.
And I'm not there.
Yeah. I will tell her as much of the truth as I feel that
No, like I'm saying roll a wisdom save.
Shit. Wisdom save, next page. There it is. It's 11 on the die, so 12.
She asks, she doesn't ask where you've been, she asks what have you been doing. So you don't have to tell her locations, but you do have to tell her what you've been doing. You tell her you've been doing cave work, that you've been studying,
training. She would have known that...
He's not public ID.
Except the Clash.
Oh, that it was public. Yeah. So she says, I hear you, I saw you in the Clash, and I knew if I ever saw you again, I had to reach out to you. She says, the island's in danger. Your father's been doing things he shouldn't for decades, and it's coming back to bite us.
Oh, wonderful.
She says, I can only do so much to defend it.
Does this have something to do with my little brother's broken arm? Or is that...
Oh, that was your dad.
Oh. Got it.
Holy bait, no!
Okay. Guess I'm going home.
The last maybe 3 months, he's been on a tear. He's hit bars. He's just coming in, showing new powers every time, killing people. And then he disappears. And they go find him at your house, and he's missing. But he doesn't own the house, so they can't, there's something going on with him. And she says, you know who I am.
I figured it out.
Okay. And she says, and you see she shimmers, and you see, like, her form is Pele.
Yeah.
And ironically, her name is Pele. She says, your other brother, Thunderhawk, he disappeared.
Okay. Well, that's either really good or really bad.
Yeah, we have no idea. I mean, he was always...
Thank you.
He's in Tripoli.
I know, I'm going to let him take his picture.
But yeah, Thunderhawk's been missing for about the same amount of time as since your dad decided to go off the rails. We don't know. Everyone's looked for him. Yeah, he was kind of a dick, but he wouldn't hurt people. Do you know what I mean? Hmm. I mean, he never killed anybody.
Yeah.
Stealing, breaking shit.
Destruction of property.
But never people.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to make you aware. I'm not saying you have to do anything about it, but...
Knowing where he is better than not.
Correct.
Well, this is going to be a fun vacation. A working vacation.
Okay. Can we now enter the conversation? And she goes, hey, who are we beating up?
Well, you do have that telepathy thing.
Within 30 feet. Within 30 feet.
Yeah.
So you walk up.
That covers, a small chunk of the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, it's outside. It's outdoor. Around a fire pit. And then... So... But she goes to the bathroom and you hear his thoughts. And you can say... And you get within range of the 30 feet of him.
Yeah.
And you're like... And you can ask.
Are we... I don't mean to,
God,
talk inside your head.
God, telepathy is weird.
You guys had like 8 or 9 days to get used to it.
Yeah.
It is still weird.
I didn't mean to pry.
No, you're fine.
But heard some things. So, who we beating up?
Probably my dad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Y'all don't get you sleepy Thanksgiving's not a thing for you guys.
No. Nope.
So we'll have to find him.
Well, you know where his lab is.
Yeah.
So you know exactly where he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of going to it and doing the thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like 8 o'clock at night. I don't know if you want to do that or you want to let your brother heal up at the hotel for a couple days and then deal with it.
I think the sooner
the better
we deal with it, the better.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would like for Alex to be with your dad's for No, we got
forever.
if they don't mind,
they're gonna adopt another one.
They're gonna adopt him anyway. I don't know why you're asking me for permission.
In my head, Nighthawk and the Herc are the gay couple who have realized that they really like kids and they don't mind them a little bit broken because they're more than willing to give them all the love they need to get right.
Start an orphanage.
Oh my God, I know they're gonna
superpowered orphanage.
Jesus Christ, apparently. But yeah, I like how he goes. Well, he, I don't know if like your dad's gonna take care of him, and I just go, listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but my dad's are gonna probably adopt your brother anyway. Don't have to ask my permission. It's gonna happen because they already. And then we pan and look at them, and they're just beaming, so happy.
Like
talking to him.
The Herc is talking about how like how do you work out, what do you do, you're not through puberty yet, you gotta be careful, but like what are you doing, hey, don't do that, do this. Very protective. They realized like Athena left the house and they were sad. What do you do when you're sad, when you're an empty nester? You find something else to love. Mm-hmm. And rather than getting a dog and treating it, incredibly well, or a cat, they're like, little people. We like little people. This is a slightly bigger little person, but they're still a little person. We could take care of them, too.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have all the brothers and sisters that you never really wanted.
So are we, are we related?
We're going to be related again.
I didn't do that.
Mike, are we going to be related again?
I didn't do it on purpose. I really didn't. I didn't
think about it. Are they going to adopt him?
No.
Ha! You're an orphan!
he's almost 18.
I'm not.
He legally emancipated.
Okay, alright.
He's legally emancipated.
Just me going, ha, you're an orphan. It's so...
I might be by the end of this adventure.
You don't know your mom's dead. You don't know anything about her. She could literally be a test tube.
Natalie, not Athena. Athena would not say that.
You're good.
Oh my
God. Oh, so
yeah,
we're gonna have to fill you in on the information, which we can do telepathically when we get a moment. But
yeah.
Oh, I do the telepathy to my dad's.
They are considered allies, yeah.
Yeah.
They go, Nighthawk's...
You're going to adopt him, aren't you?
And Nighthawk looks at you and thinks...
And then just does a nod.
Thinks it's up to your dad.
And then turns to the Herc.
And he's just grinning like an idiot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So we've got extra rooms. A bit of a pace.
Yeah, the house is a little bit big.
You know what?
Slightly haunted.
You know, maybe we'll live in Hawaii instead. It's so much nicer here.
Well, there might be a house up for sale soon.
It's very expensive to live in Hawaii.
I think that they would stay in that house because they just bought it.
But they might buy a vacation home though.
They would buy a vacation home, yes.
And then split time, like. between the really nice weather and the just okay weather. You know, like all summer they spend in Hawaii because summer in San Diego sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's an inferno.
Mm-hmm.
You see your dad strolling through Zillow. Just.
What I'm hearing is that they're going to get a timeshare.
No, they're going to buy a house and rent it out.
Vacation home.
And either rent it out or not, and just have a second house.
It's an Airbnb.
Airbnb it and Airbnb it twice a month, pay for the mortgage, and then have it be yours the rest of the time. That's a thing people, hell, it's something that it's so reasonable to do too. It's a bitch. It's just you need a certain amount of capital up front to pay for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sal, you say it should happen as soon as possible.
Yeah. If we can get any information on him, we should take this care of this as soon as we can tonight, if necessary.
Okay.
All right.
We don't want him to surprise us. We want to surprise him.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Shit.
Pocket sand.
Yeah.
So roll me. What would a gossip check be?
As we look at the charisma monster.
Insight?
Now you're trying to loosen lips. Give me persuasion. It's better, I know.
I'm gonna let the persuasion boys do it.
Well, I'm gonna have you all roll, and then that'll be your pool, and I'll give you numbers based on.
Oh, that's total. Right, it went up.
All right, so my total is 17.
Oh. 22. All right, ready for 30-something.
Yeah. 30-something.
31. 17 plus 14.
Sorry.
I got 14 plus...
Yeah, I go out and I schmooze really
plus
well.
Plus 3.
I get whatever information you want from schmoozing.
So, collectively...
We do pretty well.
Y'all spanked it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your father's full title and name? Doctor...
Yes. I only gave him a first name because I didn't know...
What's your last name?
Sal is Harnack, but I didn't know if he had
that's
the same
his last
name.
Yeah, I assume you didn't change it.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Nias.
N-Y-U-S?
N-A-I-U-S.
Okay.
November, Alpha.
Indigo, Uniform, Sierra.
Yep.
The hunt for Dr. Nias Harnack. You know that he has not been spotted going in and out of your old house in at least a month. Doesn't mean he's not staying there. Just means he's getting out some other way. He's been spotted on the north shore of the island, and he's also been spotted on the east shore. He's not been spotted on south or west. You'll know that he typically attacks at least once a week, and he has not attacked yet this week.
He hasn't attacked yet this week. Okay. And then I also know sort of where his lab is, which might have more information, more information.
Correct. You know, your lab's underneath the house. You know where to find the secret pin pad. The pin you have won't work anymore, but you know where the shit is. You ask Alex, he'll give you the new pin.
Before we go to cover legal matters, hey, since I don't live there anymore, do you mind if you give me permission to go back in the house and get some of your stuff?
Absolutely. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you got it, man.
This is completely legal. This is 100% legal.
Nighthawk looks and says, it's adjacent. Legally adjacent. If he hasn't been back in a few days, if he claimed he didn't live there anymore, he could still get you legal. Honestly, he looks at you and he says, is he going to walk out? I am actually your lawyer. You can tell me. Like, I'm an entertainer.
Yeah. He's Mike thinking about it because Sal wants to say no.
That's entirely valid.
No. Sal will say no, and I'm going to look at him and I'm going to go, you're going to have to look at her in the face if you do that.
It's a possibility.
I fucking knew it. Thank you.
Then you have to worry about the legal matter of it. If he doesn't walk out, who's going to press charges?
Fair.
No. Good luck. I'll keep. We'll keep. I will keep your brother safe.
Thank you.
This is true.
Hey, you want to go to a movie? I hear that there's a theater in the hotel.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, they're showing, you know, Fast and Furious 16.
God damn it.
So you guys are going to go to Sal's, the house you grew up in.
Yeah.
Sal, describe the house.
Probably, it'd have to be lone standing house, kind of like this one, in order to have a basement and lab.
Freestanding house.
Yeah.
One or two stories?
Two stories, obvious basement, unobvious sub-basement. That's where the lab is. But, I'm figuring, Sal had a room on the second floor, so.
Can you go check out your bedroom before you do anything else, or no?
I'll check. Yeah, you know, we'll check everything top down.
Okay, so from the top down, the there is an attic. It was where your older brother kind of took over when he got older as like his lair.
The hawk's nest.
Yeah, the hawk's nest. It is absolutely thrashed.
Yeah. Would you like investigation?
Yes.
We're doing this. You suck. Well, you probably did better than I did.
Draw a 20.
I did.
Nat?
Yeah?
You find that there are traces of white powder. In among like the bathroom that's up there.
Okay. I do let them know that.
As well, found some
weird white powder.
As well as you find a trace, some trace blood on by the window.
Oh, God. Is it fresh?
No,
like just
no okay. weeks old. It's dried.
Okay, good. Well, not good, but good. He hasn't been here in a while, obviously, because the blood is somewhat old.
Well, the blood is old doesn't mean he hasn't been here in a while.
We don't have to worry about him pouncing us right now, it seems like.
You guys have done a research recently. That's Zip. The white powder is.
Oh.
Fun.
That's not good.
And for someone whose powers aren't stable, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yippee.
Alright, so yeah, that was the attic. Next floor down, you have your old bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It has been left 80% intact. Your weight kit's still there. Because your dad would encourage that. Your dresser is still there. All your clothes are still in it. The only thing that's missing are any cape memorabilia you had.
Okay.
And, no, that time I got it right. Memorabilia is a weird word.
Yes.
So you go through the rest of the house, and there's not really much else you cared about. Sorry. Investigate your room.
Oh, yeah. Do I get advantage? Because it's my
yes.
room.
Everyone else does not, but you do.
Well, there's a nat 20.
You said what?
The first one was a 6. The second was a nat 20.
Oh, no.
Okay, what you're going to find is you find your old, like, hidden stash of, like, things comics, you weren't allowed to have. Yeah.
Comics and tech manuals.
That it's all been raided. It's gone, but there's a note from Alex that says, hey, I found this, and I've been reading it. You know? Sorry, bro. If you read this, come find me, please. But what you do find is that in your closet, like up behind all your shirts and stuff, you know, your Hawaiian shirts are hung. There's a note pinned to the wall.
Okay.
It says, "Subject 2."
That's me.
if you are reading this, you've returned to the site. I expect to find you downstairs in the lab within 20 minutes of your arrival, or a failsafe will trigger within your body.
Fuck. Well, shit.
How many minutes has it been since we've been here?
About 15.
Alright, I guess we gotta hurry back downstairs.
Yeah. You've not gone to Alex's room yet.
I know.
So is it a credible threat?
Or is it just a threat? Given what we heard from Tenzi.
True.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to go downstairs.
I'll grab the one, whatever it was that Alex said to grab. My reason for being here.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned, basically it was like he needed more underwear. Like, that's all he asked for. Oh, no. He wanted his hidden stash that he had to leave behind. Like, the stuff he couldn't carry. So it's like a drawstring bag.
Yeah.
And you open it up and it's got... Pictures of his sibling, the stuff that made him happy, that
picture with me,
exactly, stuff like that, things you guys built together, shit like that. Got his stuff. All right, so you go through the basement. You know that it's behind the dartboard, you know, and it's you have to push the triple one on the dartboard, which. Instead of triple, you hit the triple 20 or the bullseye, it explodes. But you know, hit the triple one and hold it for 3 seconds. It swings aside to reel the panel, and you put in the new code that Alex gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole room starts to shake, and then the stairs down appear. And as you guys think about going down the stairs, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.